ओम शांति। साइलेंट मॉर्निंग, एंजेलिक मॉर्निंग। सो वी हैव एंजल ब्रदर सूर्य विथ अस। हिज नेम, द वर्ड सूर्य मीन्स द सन। ही इज लाइक अ सन ऑफ नॉलेज हु कीप्स शेयरिंग। ब्रदर सूर्य इज अ सीनियर राजयोगी टीचर ऑफ अ स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज एंड ऑफ प्रैक्टिकल मेडिटेशन। He attained this godly knowledge in the year 1964, and in 1968 he dedicated himself to this institution, to this university, full time, where he met Brahma Baba, the founder. He was highly inspired and touched by Brahma Baba's qualities of purity, of easy nature, which he continues to share in his practical life, which I myself have very much experienced every time I come close to him. Brother Surya is in charge of, since the time he came to this institution, of the kitchen. Not to mention the fact that academically he was very, very strong. He had very good abilities even in his academic career. But when he came to this institution, he served in the kitchen of all three different campuses, originally starting in Panda Bhavan, where we visited yesterday, and even this campus in 96 when it started, he took over the role of the kitchen, and he oversees three kitchens in the third campus of Shantivan as well. So, Brother Surya has conducted extensive researches and experiments on the practical meditation in the various walks of day-to-day life with 100% success. The areas of his research were curing disease through Raj Yoga. And this is my practical experience. Whenever I cannot sleep at night, at times my mind goes into overdrive, I just play his classes, where his slow voice and his very meditative voice, very transformatory voice, takes over me and I go to sleep. I don't expect you all to sleep when he now gives the class, but that happens too when this is what I exercise. He solves very small and big problems in life through the power of thought. In our equivalent is the law of attraction. So he has experimented with this a lot. Mastery over mind by conquering waste and negative thoughts. So even the self-respect and the self-esteem, he's very much a pioneer in that subject. He does give lots of good thoughts, healing thoughts to people who counsel him. And I myself have also counseled him. So he is very, very, very much very effective counselor. He has traveled across the globe, pretty much all five continents, Africa, Fiji, New Zealand, all over the world. Recently, he was also, two years ago, he came to Dubai and I had the privilege to take him around, where he saw world with a very different view, you know, a very, very interesting view. We were cracking jokes and having a lot of fun as well. But a lot of self-respect and a lot of self-value. Normally, to go with a big brother is a bit difficult, but he made me so easy. His easy nature makes me also very easy. This is what I experienced. So he's a speaker of daily talk show Samadhan, which means solution in practical life, which is telecasted in regional and national channels in India. He's a recipient of a Chanakya Award. Chanakya is an individual who was a prime minister in 357 BC in India under the Chandragupta Maurya reign. So he got an award in March 2015 in Delhi, and just 2 months ago he received a Nelson Mandela Award, Leadership Award in London. So such are his laurels. I can go on and on, but practically speaking, my interaction with has been that he's full of values and he continues to share his values, and his voice, his behavior, his demeanor has been very great. I'm sure you all will experience. Not to take so much of your time, enjoy. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Are you enjoying the answer hour? Yes. Enjoying? Food okay? Okay? Or some problem? No? So today, not only you will listen, but aim in my mind is to give experience of peace and might. Peaceful feeling, powerful feeling. It's no matter which religion you belong to, spirituality is one for all human beings in the world. All human beings have forgotten one thing, their own self, their own inner mights, their own inner peace, love, purity, happiness. They are searching all these things in external world. If we get lot of wealth, we will become happy. If we get peaceful vibrations around our home, we will experience peace. If we get this thing, we will get success in our life. But we can see where world is going nowadays. Lot of violence, selfish motivation, peacelessness. And if I speak openly, many youths, many youngsters are suffering from depression in this whole world. WHO, World Health Organization, it has declared in 2016 that in future depression is going to become the biggest problem in this world. Now we can see after Corona, many psychiatric diseases everywhere. People are not happy, overthinking, sleeplessness, and many other mental problems are taking place every day. And you must know there is no treatment in medical science of mental disease. They give pills, they will give tablets, just keep sleeping. Or those tablets will make the mind dull. So after some time, a person lose everything. So we have to find out the solution of all these problems. So first, I take the subject peace, inner peace, soul consciousness. I hope you came to know about soul, right? About Supreme Soul. Okay, Supreme Soul is the supreme source of energy. A new name for him. People say him God, Allah, Khuda, in different languages. He is supreme point, supreme source of energy, very subtle point, incorporeal point. And soul is a source of energy. Soul is controlling this whole body, is the master of the body. Soul is peaceful. One thing, we must believe that I am peaceful soul. What will happen with this thought? One secret in front of you, and you can use this secret in all areas of your life. Our each and every thought generates energy. You can note down if you like it. Our each and every thought will generate energy inside. This energy, first of all, will go into our brain. Brain will become full with this energy. Then it will spread in whole body. It will spread out, will make an aura around us. Three things. It will affect others. So you can charge the atmosphere of a place. Suppose you feel that here somewhere in your country, in your family, in your society, there is some peacelessness. You can create peaceful vibrations over there. So I am a peaceful soul. It will generate peaceful vibrations. Will go to our brain. Will silence our brain. We will enjoy good sleep. Our mind, when our mind is silent, another thing. When our mind is silent, intellect will become very sharp and divine. Mind and intellect internally connected to each other. If mind is running here and there, we are losing the power of our intellect. We have to make our intellect peaceful, powerful, sharp and divine. Second thing, to enjoy peace in life. Positive thinking. Good thinking. I will take it later. So let us first enjoy. I am a peaceful soul. Red light, please. Sanjay, red light. So we have to visualize here a point of energy, vibrations, energy spreading out in all directions. Visualize yourself here inside. I am a point of energy. Master of this body. I am peaceful. Peace is my nature. I am peaceful. Peaceful. Vibrations of peace from me are going to my brain. My brain has become full of these vibrations. My brain is silent. These vibrations of peace are spreading out, creating a peaceful aura around me. Thank you. Om Shanti. Love, good wishes, happiness, they also create peace in life. I am peaceful soul, this is not enough. I am a loveful soul. Create one good thought in your mind. I have true love for all human beings of this world. Because our loveful vibrations will finish hatred from others' mind, and these hateful vibrations of the world will end. We must know, if you are 100 in your country, who create loveful feeling for all human beings of the world, hundreds are enough to destroy the hateful feeling from millions of people's mind. It is such a powerful thing. You must believe that we are master creator. Our effect goes everywhere. Just as the effect of a mother, the vibrations of a mother affect her children, likewise, we are master creator. Our vibrations will affect many human beings in this world around us. So, loveful feeling. Create a thought now. If you have little, slight hatred for someone, bring him or her in front of you and give a thought, I love you. You are my good friend. Just for a minute. I love you. You are my good friend. It will influence. Specifically, I share one thing to you, and you can also use that theory everywhere in your life. Power of subconscious mind. When we wake up in the morning, for 10 minutes, our subconscious mind is active. And the subconscious mind is very powerful at that time. We must know 90% of mind's energy lies in subconscious mind. So our subconscious mind is very powerful in the morning when we open our eyes. And before going to bed at night, again, at the end, when we say, I want to sleep, at that time again, subconscious mind is active. We can make use of these two timings. How? First, at night. During whole night, there is maximum healing energy in our subconscious mind. Now you can use the word in our mind. Maximum healing energy in our mind in whole night. So, If you have any disease in your body, I give an example. Suppose you have knee pain. So you can create this thought that my knee pain has gone. My knees are very strong. I can walk easily and happily and make a vision. Make a vision in your mind that on the road outside I am running fast. After 1 month, give time to. After 1 month, I am running. I give you one example. One old lady became blind. True story. Became blind. Her pupil came to me. Her age was 60 years. What to do? I taught her this technique that at night and in the early morning too, create this thought, my eyes has been opened. I can see everything. I can see this world and make a vision that I am reading a book. After 1 month. On another technique I taught her, I will take it at the end, and you will become very happy to know her eyes opened. Only in 17 days, 3 cases got success. 3 old mothers became blind. Now they are enjoying their life with open eyes, with good light in their eyes. So we have got wonderful energy in our mind, in our thoughts, in our beliefs. Belief is also important. So we have got wonderful power in our subconscious mind. At night, we can use this as a healing energy. Whole night, our power of mind will heal that disease. I taught to many patients who were suffering from cancer that when you go to bed and you are about to sleep, create this powerful thought with good faith, my cancer is cancelled. Cancer gone, cancer finished, with full faith, many times, at least 5 times. I'm free from cancer, I'm free from cancer. We have to note down one thing, we have never used word no, I have no cancer, never. I'm free from cancer, because the subconscious mind cancelled no. If someone created this thought, I have no cancer, he will accept, I have cancer. So this is command we give to our subconscious mind at night, in the morning. If we get up little early, not 8-9 o'clock, before 6 in the morning, here you know we get up very early when nature is silent, all human beings are sleeping, we are awaking. So, at that time, listen carefully, our first thought will influence our life very powerfully. First thought. As soon as we woke up, what was our first thought in our mind? Although we are not aware of that, but now we have to be aware of that purposely. Before going to bed at night, create that thought which you want to create, first thought. So first thought, then thoughts in first minute, then thoughts in first 3 minutes, thoughts in first 5 minutes will influence our life very much, fully. What brother was saying about me, I taught it to millions, and millions of people are doing these practices and getting good benefit in their lives. In the case of disease, not only disease, in the case of interview, in the case of getting job, in the case of improving their relationships, because nowadays, even in Bharat, divorce cases are increasing a lot, case of divorces. So, we can use this technique, this power of subconscious mind in all areas of life. Suppose you got some problem in your life. You can use this power to solve that problem. I'm telling you, I'm sharing you how to use. So it will make life very peaceful, happy. Example, true example. The example I'm giving, they are true. One young sister came to me, shared her experience. I don't have happiness in my life. She's engineer. Now she's here. She's engineer. At that time she was 30 years old, now maybe 35. Well educated, good salary, good job. She told that she has no happiness in her life. I asked, what is the reason? I asked about her life story, little life story. What she mentioned in first minute, that right from the beginning of my life, my father, he was very angry always in family. So I had seen quarrel, fighting between mother and father right from the childhood. It affected me and I lost my happiness in life. So we learn from this that we don't need only our peace and happiness. We have to give peace and happiness to others too. Whatever we give to others, it comes back to us, being double. If we give happiness to others, we will experience happiness in life. If we give blessings to others, we will receive blessings from many people of this world. People ask blessing from God. But we say, don't ask. Become capable, worthy. That entire world give you blessing. Your family member give you blessing. Your friends and relatives give you blessings. So in the early morning. So I taught that sister that you have to do one thing. Two techniques I taught her. As soon as you wake up in the morning, first of all, just forgive your parents. Because she had little revengeful feeling towards them. That they both had spoiled my life. I said, no, they are your mother, father. They had done many good things to you, remember them, forget this, or forgive them. And create a thought in your mind. I am the most happy person in the world. 7 times. I am the most happy person in the world. His happiness just emerge, her happiness emerge. Second technique. You have to learn this technique. I came to know just 15 years back that scientists of Japan are working on what is the effect of music, what is the effect of good thoughts in the water. So, I share you what they did. They took 2 glasses of water. On 1 glass, they wrote love. 2nd glass, hate. Put both glass of water in one room in same temperature for 12 hours. In the morning, when they checked the water with their cameras, special cameras of scientists, what did they find? The glass written love. In that water, golden crystals had been created. Beautiful water. The water wrote hate, black crystal, dirty water. There were Japan's 2 doctors, they came here too. I came to know many things about it. I said, okay, I got everything. So what did I learn? Because in our body, there is 70% of water reside inside. You know, it is 70% of water flowing everywhere. Because of our negative thoughts, because of our vices, because of our anger, hate and many other things, it has been polluted. So a polluted water is flowing inside. This is main reason of our disease. Suppose someone is very negative, someone is depressed, someone is not happy, someone is worried. So this water has become polluted. It is causing many diseases in the life. So I taught that sister, I'm the most happy person in the world. What? Second technique, take water in the glass, see it. We say give drashti, drashti, see the water. And remember, same in time, I'm a happy person, I'm a happy person, I'm a happy person. And her experience was wonderful. After 7 days only, she was here in Shantivan down, she was here. She came to me, shared her experience. I am so happy now. I cannot believe that I am so happy. Always happy feeling. Because water became happy. Vibrations of happiness were received by this entire water in our body. It worked. So in early morning, now you can choose your own thoughts. Whatever you want in your life, not only peace, success, obstacle-free life, happy life, good relationships, good job, or anything very good, nice. You can create that thought. Make it your first thought in the morning at least 5 times. Suppose you want good relationship. Everyone wants good relationship, but something bitterness in the relationship. I have used this technique in many cases, taught to many people, and I can say 100% result. If not 100, 95% result. Suppose there is the quarrel in between wife and husband. So I taught the sister, the lady who came to me, that as soon as you wake up in the morning, create this thought, my husband is a good person. Although it was difficult for her, we can understand. But I convinced her, he's a good man. Because of some reason, he has become so negative to you, so angry to you. He's a good person. She was convinced. And he started to create this thought, my husband is a good person. Second thought, he is my good friend. He loves me, I love him. Little difficult, but she started. And in 11 days, all relationships became nice. Such good impact of this power of mind. You can create two thoughts always, always. You can take one thought for at least 11 days. Then you can choose second thought, third thought. Thus you can improve everything. Two thoughts, very effective thoughts. I'm the most fortunate person in the world, with just open heart. You can do your hands like this. Oh, I'm the most fortunate person in the world. I'm most happy person in the world. I'm most fortunate person in the world. Your fortune will awaken. You will see, you will experience. Fortune is cooperating with you. Second thought. This is very good thought, very useful thought. From now you can start it. Everything is going to happen good to me. From this moment, everything will happen good to me. Do you like this thought? So what will happen? As I mentioned already, thoughts will create energy. This energy, listen again, a deep philosophy of this world. Thought creates energy, vibrations. These vibrations go to the nature, and there is always reaction between our thought and nature, and nature will return same thing to us. You will experience. Suppose, you can make experiment like this. Suppose, you are doubtful, this thing will happen this way today. Keep creating this thought, not only morning, any time in the day. No, everything will happen good to me. This thing will become good to me. This thing will become beneficial. Write to me and you will experience. Your thought will determine your future. Your thoughts will influence everything. You can make such experiment in the morning. I'm a powerful soul, I'm a powerful person or soul, whatever you want to use. I'm a powerful soul, success is my birthright. This thought has done magic in many lives. I'm a powerful person, success is my birthright. 5-7 times. Experience of many young people. In Bharat, in India, the biggest competition is IAS. You might have known it. Indian Administrative Service. Highest, for highest post. In last 3 years, 3 candidates have been selected for that. Those who came to us. All these 3 asked me what to do to get success in this competition, because this is such a tough competition. Last year, 11 lakhs, more than 1 million students appeared to this competition, and only 1100 were chosen. Such tough competition, because these are the topmost job, government jobs. So I taught them this technique. One great secret I will share in front of you now. First, these 2 thoughts every morning. I am a powerful person. Success is my birthright. Third thought, which is a great secret. Try to understand this. Only those questions will come on in the paper which I had prepared. This is a great secret about subconscious mind. How it will work? Only those questions are going to come in the paper which I had been prepared. And wonderful result got, at least I can say, experience of 10 candidates I got. What is the philosophy behind it? The professors who had prepared that paper, competitive paper, vibrations of their subconscious mind were spreading everywhere. Because they only knew what questions they had written in that. But their vibrations were spreading everywhere. And this student created this thought in the morning, that which questions I have prepared, those questions only are going to come in the paper. So his subconscious mind is connected to their subconscious mind. Their vibrations started to enter his subconscious mind, and automatically his attention will go to the same questions. They will prepare them. This is the technique, philosophy, secret behind it. So power of subconscious mind is the great power in the world. We must know it, we must make use of this power again. Let us experience 3 things again: peace, love and happiness. So we will sit again for 3 minutes in deep silence, red light. Visualize yourself a point of energy. With this good feeling that my mind is very powerful. I am a peaceful soul. I have to give vibrations of peace to all. From me, vibrations of peace are spreading out, charging the atmosphere. I am a loveful soul, giving love is my nature. I have true love and good wishes for all human beings. All are my good friends. I love my family. I love my relatives. I love my friends. I give them blessings. May you be ever happy and successful. I'm very happy. I'm the most happy person in the world. To remain ever happy is my nature. Make a powerful thought. I will never lose my happiness. Happiness is my biggest treasure. It's my wealth. I will enjoy my life. I will enjoy my job. I will enjoy part of every day in my life. Shanti. Just I want 3 minutes break. You can think over these things. I am coming back. Break is important. Why? Because brain again becomes ready to receive new things. Our thoughts are responsible for everything. Whatever we are now, it is the result of our previous thoughts. Whatever we are going to become in future, it will depend upon our present thoughts. So have little attention to your thoughts. In this world, no one is teaching such things in the world. Therefore people are thinking. What they think, they don't know. Whole day, what do they think, they don't know. Psychologists made one survey just recently, and they found that in many people's thought, that the number of many people's thought was 60,000 per day. 60,000 thoughts per day. Others, 50,000 thoughts per day. Very few, 40,000 thoughts per day. But we all who are sitting here can bring this number down. If you do good meditation, if you learn some good things in your life, you can bring this number to 10,000 thoughts per day. Through meditation, through powerful thoughts, we can slow down the speed of our mind. One beautiful thing I am keeping in front of you, you can make use of that thing. Mind runs here and there all the time. What is the nature of mind? Creating thoughts. Mind is creating thought all the time. This is the tendency of mind. Mind is the power of thought. Now listen very carefully. Either we give thought to our mind, otherwise mind will think itself. So it's the beautiful way to control the mind. Give powerful, positive, good, elevated thoughts to your mind. You are learning here these things. People only say positive thinking. We say pure thinking, elevated thinking, powerful thinking. So give thoughts to your mind. This is a thought. I am a pure soul. This is a thought. I am a peaceful soul. This is a thought. I am a powerful soul. Many other thoughts you can learn in future. We are teaching one another thing of meditation that is called self-respect. Now that is not your topic in this 7 days or 3 days course. Self-respect. What I am. This is a great subject, and we can create most elevated thoughts and their vibrations will reach to the world. So we have to slow down the speed of our mind. Thoughts are responsible for our peace, for our happiness, for our success, for our good relationship, for everything. Because we are thinking constantly. What to think, what not to think, we must know. We don't know it. There is a constant negative flow in many minds in the world, and they are polluting the vibrations of the world. So you can choose the thoughts which bring peace and happiness in your life. Don't remember the past. A person who remembers the past is never peaceful. Bad thing of the past. If you remember good thing, that's the great thing. But many people remember bad thing of the past, bad events of the past. Forget them. It is called holding nature. Now I will speak something for about this holding nature. Holding. Suppose this is a glass of water, little water is here. If I ask you, hold this glass like this for half an hour, is it possible? No. Even in 5 minutes, we will put it down. We cannot hold little thing, little weight, but we are holding many bad things here. It is causing pain, troubles in our life. Release everything. Whatever has been past is past. Forget it, forgive. Forget and forgive. About forgiveness, I share you one deep secret. Either you believe or not in reincarnation. If you don't believe, you can think for this life. And if you believe in incarnation, you can think that suppose 1,000 years of back, we had created troubles for 1,000 of people. Suppose you were a king and you declared some wrong thing and 1,000 of people were suffered. Their bad wishes, baddua, their bad wishes are still connected to you. They are causing many problems in life. Suppose in this life, we gave trouble to 10 people. Their bad energy is connecting to me. And it doesn't allow to get me success in life. It doesn't allow me to get free from the disease. Sometimes it doesn't allow to have sound sleep, good sleep. So either forgive or ask forgiveness from them. Mind will become light, free from that bad energy. This is a beautiful technique. I have got many experiences because in all cases I teach this to the people. Ask for the forgiveness. Oh, my sweet brothers and sisters, if I have given trouble to you, I am very sorry. Please forgive me and you become happy, peaceful, light. Bad energy will cut off. We will become free from that. So thoughts are responsible. Check your thoughts. If they are negative, make them positive. If they are weak, make them powerful. And that one thought which I gave to you, I'm the most fortunate person and everything is going to happen good to me. This thing will also become good to me. always this positive thought will make you light, very light, free from upset stage, free from peaceless stage. Everything will become happy to me, good to me. I'm a happy person in the world. So the thought you create again and again, you will become the same. Deep philosophy of psychology. You think I'm great, happy person in the world. I'm the most happy person, most happy, you will remain ever happy. Everything will become good to me, good. I'm successful person, I'm fortunate person, same thing will come in your life. For your knowledge, we create 25 thoughts per minute in our mind. But if we are in tension, anger, problem, peaceless, it becomes 30, 35, 40 thoughts per minute. So energy is wasted. We feel tired, we feel weak, our mind becomes very weak. And weak mind is the main reason of problems. You must note it down. What are the problems? Creation of a weak mind. Problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. If we empower our mind, we will become free from the problems. Because if there are problems in our life, we will never enjoy peace, happiness. So a power, just as a weak mind creates the problem, powerful mind will destroy them. Therefore, slow down the speed of mind. 25 to 20 to 15, and a yogi can also bring it down to 10 thoughts per minute. Then that person will become most powerful person in the world. His thoughts will be materialized. Thoughts will work a lot. Thoughts will influence people. You can bring change in others' mind, in others' thought, with the power of your powerful thoughts. But we have to slow down the speed of our mind. I am a powerful soul. Now we will enjoy this thought. Believe it. I am not weak. I am a powerful person. Man is very powerful. He can create, he can destroy. You can see now in the world, we can create, we can destroy. People have made atom bombs, missiles and rockets and so many things for destruction. We can also create many good things to create happiness, peace, love, might on this planet. Agree? We are very powerful. Believe it. Bring it into your thoughts. Just accept it. I am the most powerful soul, I am the most powerful person in the world. For 21 days, you can create this thought in early morning. I am the most powerful person in the world. Your powers who are sleeping inside will awaken. We are very powerful, but because of negativity, we have allowed them to get sleep. Keep sleeping. We are not aware of our own powers. But it's true. We have got many powers from the Supreme Source of Energy. He has provided us many of His powers. We are powerful. When we create this thought that we are very powerful, now, what will be the benefit of this? Powerful vibrations will spread and we can give a color, red. Red vibrations will spread out from us. They will enter our brain, in whole body, will empower many organs of the body, will make you free from many diseases. And then they will go out, will create powerful aura around you, powerful aura. And this aura will protect you from the bad energy of this world, will protect you from black magic, will protect you from the effect of bodiless souls. A wonderful thing, a great thing with us. So we will remain always protected, safe. Now, let us do this practice for 3 minutes. Visualize yourself, tiny point of energy, I am a powerful soul. Red vibrations of might from me are entering my brain, brain has become full of these red vibrations. Feel it, visualize it. This red energy is going to my entire body. This energy is giving energy to each part of my body. These red vibrations are making a powerful aura around me. I am sitting inside this powerful aura, safe from everything. Om Shanti. Nowadays in the world, another problem is increasing every day, everywhere, every day. Fear. Because of these wars and many natural calamities. And because of our own weak mind. So such cases are also coming to me that we have unnecessarily fear, unnecessarily feeling of fear. No reason. Nothing has happened to us, but fearful feeling inside. So best method, the same thing, use of subconscious mind in the morning. You can remember 5 to 7 times, I'm a powerful person and fearless. I'm a powerful person and fearless. So hidden fear inside, there is hidden fear, it will finish. Very good result. So this way we can make our mind peaceful, powerful, loveful, successful, happy. Because when we have all these things, then we are peaceful. Suppose a situation comes to you, a big disease comes in your body, any big thing happened in your life, but you are powerful. You can maintain your peace. But if you are not powerful, many negative thoughts will come up in your mind and they will make you peaceless, unhappy, unsuccessful. So becoming powerful is also most important thing. I am a powerful soul. It will awaken our powers. We will become very powerful. If you want to become powerful, you can make a program for 21 days in the early morning, in 2 minutes only. When you wake up, create this thought, I'm most powerful person in the world. And you will become powerful. Now, another method, we can receive energy from the supreme power, the supreme source of energy, and our power will increase. The degree of power will increase from 10 to 20, 30, and we will become 100%, 100% powerful. Now, we will have this experience for 3 minutes. Red light. Koi hai nahi dekhna? Red light. So we will feel that up above, there is a point supreme source of energy. And he is giving us powerful energy like a fountain. His powerful vibrations, his powerful energy is coming to me, entering me. I am a powerful soul sitting in the forehead. Now I am ready to receive the supreme energy. Visualize one thing, above us, sky, sun, moon and stars. Beyond that, there is the world of angels. Beyond that, supreme being, the supreme source of energy. Try to visualize him, a subtle point, most powerful, almighty. From him, powerful vibrations in the form of a fountain is coming down to me, on me. Om Shanti. This is the beautiful method of meditation. We connect to the Supreme Energy, we receive this energy. So now I close everything, create powerful elevated thoughts in your mind. Spare half an hour every day in the morning for your own self. Take time for yourself, give time to your own self. I hope you will give time to yourself. Prepare yourself for whole day. And you can create good thoughts for your whole day. Today I will get success. Today I will enjoy happy life. Today I will give love to each and everyone. Today I will do this, I will do this. Success will follow me. So you will create your future. Give time to yourself. Use the power of subconscious mind and believe that we have got wonderful power within us. Don't forget about your own power. Be aware of them. Peace, purity, light, might, and enjoy everything in your life. My good wishes to you all. Enjoy your happy, successful, peaceful, powerful life. Thank you very much.